سلام کعبه دلها حسین جان، سلام شمع ما فلها حسین جانم،
حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جان.
اعوذ بالله من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم، نحمده و نستعینه و نستغفره و نشکره و نتوسل الیه و نتوکل علیه و نصلی و نسلم علی سیدنا و نبینا ابی القاسم المصطفی محمد. و علی آله الطیبین الطاهرین المعصومین المکرمین المنتجبین لا سیما بقیت الله الاعظم روحی و ارواحنا لتراب مقدمه الفدا. اللهم كل وليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك توعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. For the hastening in the return of our Imam, please recite the salawat. اللهم صل على محمد. Inshallah, all of us be one of the followers of Imam. Please recite the second one louder.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
The third of our salawat, which is the loudest one, on the Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyiduna wa Mawlana.
Allahumma salli ala
Muhammad. Is it? Yeah. First of all, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving me this great opportunity to be here and inshallah have a discussion here with you, my dear brothers and sisters. As I mentioned in our series of discussion this night, the event of Karbala, the event of Ashura, happened in a certain place. In a certain place, which we call it Karbala. And in a certain time, which we call it Ashura. A certain time, half a day. In some hours. But the most important things which we should do is we should take lessons from this event. We should refer to that event and take lessons from this event. And because of this, that event is not limited to that place and to that time. And it is our duty as a Muslim, as a Shia, to refer to that time and take lessons from that event and apply those lessons in our daily life. We are in the month of Safar, the month of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. And it is our duty to take lessons from the event of Ashura, from the Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. You all heard this hadith from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In which the Prophet said, "Inna al-Hussein misbahul huda wa safinatul nijat." Hussein is the light of hidayah, light of guidance, and the ship of salvation. Hussein is the light of guidance and the ship of salvation. And I want to say that, my dear brothers and sisters, one of the most important lessons which we can take from the events of Ashura is hidayah, is guidance. Hidayah is one of the most important lessons which we can take from the event of Ashura. Because if there is no Ashura nowadays, we don't have Islam. There is no Islam nowadays. According to this hadith, if he wants to reach salvation, if he wants to reach hidayah, we should follow Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Without Imam al-Hussein, Without following Imam al-Hussein, we cannot reach to the salvation. We cannot reach to the hidayah. Hidayah just comes by Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. It is one of the most important lessons which we can take from the event of Ashura. Imam al-Hussein is the ship of salvation. You know, all of Ahlul Bayt are the ship of salvation. All of the Ahlul Bayt are the lights of Hidayah. I said that because we have this nice hadith from the Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam and Imam Radha alayhi salam, in which said, "Kulluna safinatun najat." Imam Raza alayhi salam said, "Kulluna safinatun najat." All of the Ahlul Bayt are the sheep of salvation. All of the Ahlul Bayt are the sheep of salvation. Amma safinatul Hussein awsa' wa asra'. But the sheep of Hussein, the safinatul Hussein, is faster and faster. It's faster and faster. Then one of the lessons which we can take from the events of Ashura is Hidayah. And we can understand these lessons from the letter of Imam al-Hussein to the people of Basra. Because you know, the people of Basra send the letter to the Imam al-Hussein and invite the Imam al-Hussein to the Basra. And they said to the Imam al-Hussein, "Come here and we help you. We help your uprising, we help your Qiyam." Imam al-Hussein answered to their letter and said, "Ala wa inna sunnata qad umitat." Imam al-Hussein said, "Ala wa inna sunnata qad umitat." The traditions of Rasulullah, the traditions of Rasulullah are not exist in the society, and mind you. "Wa inna al-bid'ata qad uhiyat." In replace of traditions, in replace of sunnah, the heresy, the bid'ah, is exist among the society. If he wants to reach to the salvation, if he wants to reach to the hidayah, you should follow me, you should follow Ahlul Bayt. My dear brothers and sisters, you know, and we see during the journey of Imam al-Hussein from Medina to Mecca and from Mecca to Karbala, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, in different times and different places, advise people, delivered lecture, advise people by different ways. Sometimes Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam introduce himself and said, "I am the grandson of Rasulullah. Do you know who am I? I am the grandson of Rasulullah. I am, my father is Ali, my mother is Fatima, the daughter of Rasulullah." Sometimes Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam refer people to Abu Sayyid Khudri, Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari. Imam Hussein said, "Go to that Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari." He heard that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allah, said about me, "Husaynun minni wa ana min Husayn." Husayn is from me and I am from Husayn. The Prophet said about me, "Innal Husayn misbahul huda." Husayn is the light of Hidayah. Imam Hussein in different place and different times said this thing, and advise people by this method. And one of the reasons that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam delayed the battle of Karbala one night, you know, Umar ibn Sa'd wants to start the battle in the 9th of Muharram. But Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam delayed the battle of Karbala one night. One of the reasons of that is Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam wants to give to the enemy more chance, more opportunity to think about their deeds, and maybe they can find the true path, the right path. And one of the most important reasons of Imam al-Hussein for this act is that? He wants to give to the people, to the enemies, more chance, more opportunity to think about their deeds, to think about their deaths, their acts. Maybe they can find the right path. It is the method, the way of Ahlul Bayt. Imam Ali alayhi salam also in the Battle of Siffin, delayed the Battle of Siffin several weeks. And people come to the Imam Ali alayhi salam, why you don't start the battle? Why you don't start the battle? Why you delay the battle? Imam Amir al-Mu'minin said, I delay the battle because I am waiting for someone. Maybe someone guide to the right path. I delay the battle for that reason. For guiding. It is the method of Ahlul Bayt. But tonight I want to speak about two important questions. The first question is, what is the right path? What is the meaning of the right path? We are during the day at least several times, I don't know, we repeat this verse, اِهْدَنَا الصَّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, guide us to the right path. But what is the meaning of the right path? It is the first question. The second question is, what are the signs of those who are in the right path? How we can understand, do we are in the right path or not? What are the signs of those who are in the right path? The first question, what is the meaning of the right path? For understanding the meaning of the right path, we should refer to the Quran. Because Quran is the solution. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Surah Yasin says, أَنِ عَبُدُونِي هَذَا صَرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ أَنِ عَبُدُونِي هَذَا صَرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. Then one of the meaning of the right path is obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means that everything which is in contradiction with the Allah, with the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should put it aside. Everything which is in contradiction with the religion, we should put it aside. Because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, said that the one who put aside his religion, because of his word is unfortunate, is shaqi. And the Prophet continued his speech, and the one who put aside his religion because of the word of others, not because of his word, not because of her word, he is more unfortunate. And there is a nice hadith from the Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, in which Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam said, مَنْ هَاوَلَ أَمْرًا بِمَعْسِيَةِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ أَفَّدْ لِمَا يَرْجُو. The one who put aside his religion, because of his word, the one who wants to reach to his aim, to his word, by committing sin, they cannot reach that goal. مَنْ هَاوَلَ أَمْرًا بِمَعْسِيَةِ اللَّهِ. If he wants to reach to our goal, to our word, by committing sin, we cannot reach to that goal, according to this hadith. Not only we cannot reach to that goal, but also we are, according to the hadith of Prophet, we are shaqi, we are unfortunate. Then the first meaning of hidayah, the first meaning of the right path is obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And عَبُدُونِي هَذَا صَرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ أَنِ عَبُدُونِي هَذَا صَرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. The second meaning of right path and a straight path is Ahlul Bayt, is infallible Imams themselves. Aliyun Siratul Mustaqim. Ali alayhi salam himself is the right path. Ali alayhi salam himself is the right, straight path. Ali alayhi salam said in the nice hadith, Ana Siratul Mustaqim. Amir al-Mu'minin said, Ana Siratul Mustaqim. I am the right path. We cannot, Ali alayhi salam is in the right path. No, we cannot say this. Ali alayhi salam himself is the right path, not in the right path. Then one of the meaning of the right path is Ahlul Bayt, is Amir al-Mu'mineen. Obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obedience of Prophet and Rasulullah, and obedience of Ahlul Bayt is the right path. Because all of this obedience are the same. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَتِيُوا اللَّهَ وَأَتِيُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. Obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and obey the Rasul, and أُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ and أَحْلُ الْبَيْتِ. All of this obedience are the same. It is the first question. What is the meaning of the right path? It means the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means the obedience of Rasulullah. It means the obedience of Ahlul Bayt. And Ahlul Bayt himself, Allah himself, is the right path. But the second question, which is more important than the first question, is how we can understand, do we are in the right path or not? What are the signs of those who are in the right path? We should to know the signs and examine ourselves. Do we have these signs or not? Do we are in the right path or not? It is a very important question, my dear brothers and sisters. For understanding the signs of those who are in the right path, also we should refer to the Quran and the Hadith. Because Quran is the solution. We should refer to the Quran. The first sign of those who are in the right path, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَهَادَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِلَىٰ صَرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the first sign of those who are in the right path. The one who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the right path. The second sign of those who are in the right path is repentance, is tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Surah Ra'd says, يَهْدِ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide those who turn to Him. Then the second sign of those who are in the right path, those who are in the straight path, is repentance, is tawbah. يَهْدِ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ. Yes, we are, all of us are human. Human beings, we are human beings. We are not infallible. We are not angel. Maybe we, na'uzam billah, commit sin. But the one who is in the right path after committing sin, quickly turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and perform repentance. It is the first sign. The second sign, which is very important, my dear brothers and sisters. We are human beings and we are not infallible. But the signs of those who are in the right path is repentance. After committing sin quickly, without any delay, they repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They perform repentance and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the most dangerous temptation of shaitan in this regard about repentance is tasweef. Tasweef. What does it mean? Tasweef means Satan say to us, you have time. You have time for repentance. You have time for turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can perform your repentance in the next week, in the next month, in the next year. You are young. You have time. Commit your sin and you have time and you will, inshallah, perform repentance. It is tasweef, which is one of the most dangerous temptation of Satan about, you know, with regard tawbah, with regard repentance. But tawbah, repentance, is one of the most important opportunity which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only forgive those who turn to Him, but also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who turn to Him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who turn to Him. It is very important, my dear brothers and sisters. A prototype example of those who turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Hurr ibn Yazid al-Riyahi in the event of Karbala. Because you know Hurr ibn Yazid al-Riyahi is the one who banned the way of Imam al-Hussein. Banned the way of Imam al-Hussein, the way of Ahlul Bayt. He committed a great sin. But after this sin, he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he performed repentance quickly. And I said that one of the reasons that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam delayed the battle of Karbala one night is that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam wants to give them more opportunity to the enemies to think about their deeds. Maybe they can find which is the right and which is the wrong. Hurr ibn Yazid al-Riyahi could take benefit from this opportunity, from this night. He think about his deed, and he take a good and great decision. It is a very difficult decision, my dear brothers and sisters. In one side is word, and in another side is religion. We should to take a decision, which one? But Hurr ibn Yazid al-Riyahi could take a good decision in this great opportunity, in this great moment. Ali ibn Hurr is the son of Hurr. Ali ibn Hurr is the son of Hurr, said that my father Hurr ibn Yazid al-Riyahi give me a nice and great and excellent advisement. Ali ibn Hurr said, my father said to me a nice advisement. Ali ibn Hurr said, my father said, Hurr ibn Yazid al-Riyahi, Ya Bunayya, Kiramatu al-Dunya za'ilah, Wa al-Nas min al-Dunya rahilah, Nalhaqu bil-Husayn la'allana nafuzu bil-Sa'ada. Ali ibn Hurr said, my father, Hurr ibn Yazid al-Riyahi said, Ya Bunayya, O my son, Kiramatu al-Dunya za'ilah, the privilege of this world will be finished. All the privilege. If you are a doctor, you have PhD. If you have a lot of property, I don't know. All of this privilege will be vanished. Kiramatu al-Dunya za'ilah. وَالنَّاسْ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا رَاهِلَةً. And all of the peoples in this world will be dying, without any doubt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the Prophet, O Prophet, O Muhammad, you are the... Allahumma. Yeah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the prophets, O prophets, even you will die. Innaka mayyit. You are the prophet, yes. You are the prophet. But even you will die. Even you will die. Please recite the salawat. Allah. عجل فرجهم اللهم اللهم صل على محمد و آل محمد و عجل و اجل. Which one are you doing?
Just
this one.
Yes.
صل على محمد و آل محمد. No, is I put it in. Recite another salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Yeah, Ali ibn Hur said, my father Hur ibn Yazid al-Yahi said to me a nice advisement, a nice saying, a nice speech. He said, Ya Bunayya, O my son, kiramatu dunya za'ila, all of the privilege of this world will be vanished without any doubt. وَالنَّاسْ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا رَاهِلَةً All of the people will die without any doubt. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the Prophet, O Prophet, you, even you, will die. إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ You will die. وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ O Prophet, and the angels will die. All peoples, all angels, everything, everyone will die except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hur said to his son, Ya bunayya, kiramatu dunya za'ila, wa nas min ad-dunya rahila. Nalhaqu bil Husayn, la'allana nafuzu bis sa'ada. Let's go to join to the Imam al-Husayn. Because Imam al-Husayn is the sheep of salvation. Through Imam al-Husayn we can reach to the salvation. لَعَلَّنَا نَفُوزُ بِالسَّعَادَةِ If he wants to reach to the salvation, we should follow Imam al-Husayn. We should join to the Imam al-Husayn. Then, one of the signs of those who are in the right path is repentance. Is repentance. And turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I said, my dear brothers and sisters, we are human beings. But after committing sin, it is our duty. If he wants to have a sign of those who are in the right path, we should, after committing sin, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the second sign of those who are in the right path. The third sign of those who are in the right path is jihad, is striving hard. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Surah Ankabut, the chapter Ankabut said, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ Those who are striving hard in our way, in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide them to the right path. Striving hard in the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is another sign of those who are in the right path. Is another sign of those who are in the right path. It means that striving hard in the right of, in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means that everything, every work which we do, we should do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also our job, our occupation, we should do our occupation, our job for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we have a nice hadith, Al-Qad ala ayalih kal-mujahid fi sabilillah. The one who is striving hard, the one who trying for his family, for earning some money for his family, he is the like is the same with the one who do jihad and striving hard for the same for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the third sign of those who are in the right path is jihad, is striving hard in the right in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fourth one, which is the last one, is Ahlul Bayt. I mean that the fourth sign of those who are in the right path is those who are in the right path have a good relationship with Ahlul Bayt. Have a close relationship with Ahlul Bayt. They participate in the majalis of Ahlul Bayt, in the julus of Ahlul Bayt. They love Ahlul Bayt. When they beat in their chest, it means that we love Ahlul Bayt. We follow Ahlul Bayt. Then the first sign of those who are in the right path is relationship with Ahlul Bayt and A'imah. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us in the right path, because Ahlul Bayt not only show us the right path, but also they take our hand and put us in the right path. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to be one of those who are in the right path. Yeah. Today was the day of Arba'in. Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Imam Rıza alayhi salam said to son of Shabib, ya son of Shabib, when the month of Muharram come, no one can see the smell of my father Musa al-Kadhim. La yura abi zahika, because they slaughtered my father, they killed my father, as well they slaughtered Shabib. O son of Shabib, in kunta fakyan lishayyayu fabikil al-Husayn. If you want to cry for something, cry for Husayn. I don't know when the children of Imam al-Husayn was waiting for his father, for their father. When Zuljanah came, all of the children got from the tent, gathered around the Zuljanah. Bibi Ruqayya said to Zuljanah, oh Zuljanah, where is my father? Another one, oh Zuljanah, where is my master? Wayna Sayyidi, wayna Abi. Lady Zainab ran to the battlefield. When she arrived to the battlefield, she said, Shemurjan son ala sadre. Shem was sitting on the chest of Imam al Hussein, the place that the praise that the Prophet was king. Lady Zainab put her hand on her head and said loudly, wa Muhammad, wa Ali, when Imam al-Husayn sustain her the voice of the lamb. Said to her sister, to his sister, oh my sister, ارجعي إلى الفستان. Go back to the tent, my sister Zainab. ألا لعنة الله على القوم الظالمين وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون.
سلام كعبه دلها حسن جان سلام شمع ما فلها حسن جانم حسن جانم حسن جانم حسن جان حسن جانم حسن جانم حسن جانم. سلام ای باب رحمت باب جنم سلام ای باب رحمت باب جنم سلام ای رهبر والا حسین جانم سلام ای میوه قلب پیامبر سلام ای میوه قلب پیامبر سلام ای زاده زهرا حسین جانم
حسین جانم حسین حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم
همیشه بلبم نام تو باشم همیشه بلبم نام تو باشم همی گویم که ای مولا حسین جانم قامت را از دل و جان میپذیرم قامت را از دل و جان میپذیرم کنم برپا عزا یک را حسین جانم
حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم
سلام کعبه دلها حسین جانم سلام کعبه دلها حسین جانم سلام شمع من فلها حسین جانم
حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم
سلام ای باب رحمت باب جانم سلام ای باب رحمت باب جانم سلام ای رهبر والا حسین سلام ای میوه قلب پیامبر سلام ای میوه قلب پیامبر سلام ای زاده زهرا حسین جانم
حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم
همیشه بلبم نام تو باشم همیشه بلبم نام تو باشم همی گویم که ای مولا حسین جانم قامت را از دل و جان میپذیرم کنم ham bar pa aza yatra Hussein janam
Hussein janam Hussein janam Hussein janam Hussein janam Hussein janam Hussein janam